All right, guys, it's GBD and Shipwreck here. Just finished up with the Microsoft E3 press conference, and now we're here to tell you what we think. Shipwreck, highlights.
I like Tomb Raider a lot. That looked really good. I was all about that until they said it's going to come out in fall of 2012, and then that was disappointing. But it looks good. I like all the running through the caverns, and it looks very visceral. I think might have been the word. That was out there a couple times, I think.
Right. It's a visceral experience with smaller breasts.
They're still not that small. Like, they framed them a couple times. They didn't back her into the corner like you used to.
Right. B plus, C minus, I would say.
Yeah. Call of Duty looked good. It looked like Call of Duty.
But the battle, the ship battle, looked pretty intense. And I think that was Chicago, right? Or no?
It looked like Chicago to me. Yeah, it had the Transamerica building or whatever in the background. It still had that thing that all Call of Duty games do where it's got the follow icon on the screen for pretty much the entire time. So other games can do that without that icon. Like, it's just lead me where you need me to go without telling me the entire time. That was my only issue with that trailer.
Right, but it looked pretty intense, though. I mean, it's probably tough for them to keep coming up with new scenes that'll get you excited about the same game, basically the same game you've seen over and over again. But that looked pretty cool. What else? How about Mass Effect 3 with Kinect support?
That looks pretty good. I don't know about the using talk for the dialogue options.
Like, that seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like anything good. But the tactical commands, telling your people where to go and what powers to use, I can see that maybe working well.
Yeah, because normally you have to pause it to do all the, I mean, to tell people if you want them to use their special abilities, you got to pause it. It sort of takes you out of the game a little bit. So that would be cool to say, I can't remember any of the guys' names right now, but.
Morton,
use the.
Sing me a song.
Right. Use your cool voice and say something awesome. But that looked cool, I guess. I mean, I don't think I would use the voice for the dialogue.
Well,
and stuff.
It's one of those things with, they used to do this for like Rainbow Six with just the headset. So I don't know why they're, now it's just a Kinect. Well, I know why it's now just a Kinect.
Right.
I guess it's a little bit more advanced. And it costs you $150 to get that feature.
So. Right. We'll see if it's on PS3 via just a normal headset or something. What else highlights?
Gears of War. That looked like Gears of War. It looked fun.
Yeah.
Then the rest was really Kinect, right?
There's a lot of Kinect stuff, and a lot of Kinect stuff for kids, like the Disney and Sesame Street, which both look like they're going to sell a ton for kids, and look like my kid would love it, but for me personally. And Star Wars Kinect?
That made me sick. Like, the way the camera was just, like, going everywhere while... Because it's kind of on rails, so you just kind of like jump around from guy to guy as you're swinging your lightsaber, and that was just giving me a headache.
That made me sick, but for a different reason. Not motion sick, just because, I have no interest in this. And also, what was the, the Fable Kinect, Fable Journey, on rails. It basically looks like their answer to the PlayStation Move, the sorcery, or...
Yeah. Yeah, you were making motions and casting spells, which some of it looked all right, but then, like, doing the reins on a horse, no good.
These enemies in these motion on-rails motion control games, the enemies just stand there waiting for you to kill them. And
yeah, they have to be really stupid.
Right.
And the same, that Rise game looked cool until they showed that it was a Kinect game.
Oh, the Roman thing? I was totally into that, and then I see the guy standing there kicking, and I'm like, oh, no. Well, we only got about a minute left, so...
Halo? Two Halo games.
Halo HD Anniversary.
That's going to be good, because we've already played that game.
I'm not too interested in playing that again.
But online, it's going to be fun.
I'm not interested in that. I just too much Halo. And Halo 4, they only showed a CG movie, so really nothing.
Right.
Overall, I got to say the press conference was pretty underwhelming, and I'd be surprised if it wasn't the least entertaining of the three.
Yeah, I mean, they came in handicapped because they don't have hardware to show.
Yeah, and no price drop even.
No price drop.
No free gift for the attendees.
No Kinect Slim that you've been wanting.
Anything else that stood out? No. Well, that's good, because we're basically out of time. Next up is Sony, and we'll be reporting to you on that one later this afternoon. Talk to you later.